Hello and welcome to the seventh episode in the third season of the Hijinks TV podcast and the second episode of 2021. It is I am he is we, and together we are the hosts of Hijinks TV. I am your friendly local neighborhood Dick Nutbutt, here to bring you another entertaining podcast full of entertainment, sprinkled with some surprises throughout. And I'm Batman. Yeah, is that all you wanted to say?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I need to say anything else. They fucking know who I am. I am the creeper who stalks the night. I am the worry who takes flight.
You're just making shit up now.
Yeah, well, you wanted me to say something else.
All right, whatever. Let's get on with this. We have a lot of stuff to discuss during this episode, and we are going to be diving into a couple of different things. Some of the current events, some conspiracy theories, and downright fucking just shit does not make fucking sense. Alright, plot holes galore. Spoiler alert. There's gonna be spoilers later. Alright, well, without further ado, sit back, relax, and away we go! Alright, so the first conspiracy theory that we're going to discuss is going to be what I believe, after listening to a couple of different documentaries, is not a conspiracy theory. This actually happened, was that Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun got away. They were not actually killed, and here's why. All right, so the facts are, several days before Hitler and Eva actually, quote unquote, I'm doing air quotes right now, but a few days before they actually died, quote unquote died, the Russian, I want to say it was the Russian or the Germans, might have been the Germans, one of the two, the Germans, I believe, announced that Adolf Hitler was dead. The United States did not until several days later, when he was quote unquote when he committed suicide. Now, there's a couple things to take into account before I go into further detail. Back in that time, there were body doubles. They still have them today. They definitely did have this. This is historically accurate. You can look this up yourself. They had body doubles. They had decoys that would go out into public just in case of assassination attempts. All right. They had these people. Okay. So, several days before Adolf and Eva quote unquote killed themselves. All right. The Germans announced that Hitler was dead. Okay. Several days later, troops go into the bunker. They discover the body. They pronounce it dead. Nobody looks at the body. They take it upstairs. Outside, they dig a shallow grave. They burn the bodies. And then they bury them. That's it. Hitler's dead. End of story. Or is it? Because several days before that, when the Germans had announced that Hitler was dead and Hitler and Eva were dead, that was the day that Hitler and Eva went on the run. Alright? Here's where the plot thickens. I believe 100% that Adolf Hitler, because there were accounts of some people seeing Adolf in the United States. Well, not recently, like last month, but within the last 20 years, people swore that they saw Adolf here in the States. All right. Now, here is a fact, because this was discovered and announced by a whistleblower. A fact is that the United States government did pay defectors of World War II and the Germans to come over here. They paid to give them new identities. They paid to give them safeguard. In turn, those Germans would give up information and tell the United States government how they could win. All right? That's a fact as well. You can look that up for yourself. That is an actual factual fact. So why couldn't Hitler and Eva have body doubles go in? Now, here's what some people think: that the body doubles were killed. They didn't commit suicide themselves. But I feel like they were such loyalists to Adolf and Eva that they did commit suicide. All right. So here is where it gets a little bit more into it. Years later, the Russians claim to have had Hitler's remains, the actual Hitler's remains. Nobody was allowed access. When they went to go try to dig up the remains to test them, nobody was allowed access to the remains. The day that they were going to do it, the remains were dug up and removed. Several years later, the Russians claimed to have Hitler's remains. They allowed one test to be done by a United States scientist. That scientist proved by DNA that it was not the remains of Adolf Hitler. Ever since then, nobody has been allowed to do any more tests further to see if it is or is not Adolf Hitler. So that further proves that Adolf Hitler was probably brought over here by the United States government. In turn, he gave up all the secrets that they had. He gave up all of his power. He gave up all of his money. And they gave him a new identity and relocated him here somewhere within the States. Now, they probably didn't do this right away. They probably kept him in hiding for several years until things started to cool down, and then slowly integrated him in after maybe teaching him to lose his heavy German accent. Somebody prove that theory wrong, because everything that I saw makes sense that that's how things went. So this next part here is going to take a couple of different segments, because over the course of time, I have discovered more and more plot holes. One of my favorite shows, all right, I love this show. I cannot emphasize that enough. This show is amazingly written. It's got a great cast. It's shot well. It's produced well. Everything about it is just fantastic. If you have Hulu and you have not yet checked out The Goldbergs, go check it out. It's hilariously, amazingly awesome. All right. Anyway, let's get into the plot holes I have found in The Goldbergs. The very first one that I found was earlier on in season 3. All right, a little bit of backstory for The Goldbergs. It is set in the 80s. The episodes are narrated by Patton Oswalt. Every episode starts with, it was month, day, 1980-something. So, for example, it was March 4th, 1980-something. That's how every single episode begins. They say different dates, obviously. But anyway, they never say the specific date. Now, there's a bunch of different ways that that can work. Here is why it does not work anymore. So, early on, and they're in season 8 right now. Season 8, the latest episode just came out like a couple weeks ago. Anyway, early on in season 3, Barry, the older brother, he likes to play basketball. He's naming his dunks. And he says, this one's called Honey, I Dunk the Kids, which is in reference to a movie called Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, which came out in June 1989. Now, this is earlier on in season 3. during the rest of this season. They go on to do Halloween episode, a Thanksgiving episode, a Christmas episode. And then after the Christmas episode, they go back to January 1980 something. That cannot happen, because he referenced the movie that came out in June 1989. They went through the rest of the year. So this episode where he called his dunk "Honey, I Dunked the Kids" in 1989, they had to have seen the movie already, which puts that episode after June 1989, which makes after Christmas, when they say January, it would have to be 1990. The year was 1990, and it wouldn't be 1990 something, as in it's in the decade of the 90s. It would literally be 1990. It would be the year 1990, which would have been, for them, going into, the year 2000. Anyway, that is the first plot hole that I've found. I am going to discuss more throughout this episode, maybe even throughout this season. We'll see, because I just finished season 4 last night, and I found a lot more in season 4. All right. Let's get on to the next segment. So over the course of the last couple of seasons, we have discussed several different conspiracy theories. There was a podcast early in season 1, Stoner Theories. They're conspiracy theories that I had discussed those with fellow stoners over the course of my life at some point. But one conspiracy theory that is actually, if you look into the history of the world, all right, there's one conspiracy theory that you will find is not actually a conspiracy theory, but is in fact a fact. An actual factual fact, something that actually fucking happened, that the government is now trying to hide. But at one point, they were very open and vocal about this discovery, and the discovery and conspiracy theory I am speaking of, which is extraterrestrial beings, aliens, either intergalactic beings, interdimensional beings, interstellar beings, probably a mix of all of them. All right, I've been watching some documentaries, and on Netflix, one of them was called Hangar One. In Hangar One, there are many files of conspiracy theories, things that actually fucking happen that the government is trying to hide. One of these things that the government is trying to hide now, and for I don't know exactly why, is the aliens. Roswell, back in that time when the Roswell crash happened, and shortly before that, wasn't the first crash and the first UFO sighting and the first cover-up that had happened. That's just one of the more recent, bigger ones that got publicized. But there have been several leading back all the way to fucking George Washington. George Washington asked to have a UFO painted into the background of one of his murals, paintings. I shouldn't say mural. I think murals cover a wall. This was just a self-portrait of him. But he requested to have a UFO in the background. Why would he have had a UFO in the background if aliens weren't already here before? All right. So all of this other shit, the nuclear age. All right. Around the nuclear age, that's when they started to cover up the existence of aliens and the existence of alien technology. And why? Well, this is where the conspiracy theories come in, because there's a bunch of different conspiracy theories about why they're trying to cover this stuff up. Because it's not a secret that they are, in fact, covering this shit up. They are just trying to cover it up, but there's different reasons why they might be trying to cover it up. One of the reasons why people think that they're trying to cover it up is because they feel that if they let the public know that these aliens have a sinister motive for coming here, that we would panic. Here's one thing, okay? Aliens have visited this planet. This is one of my personal theories about what, and this will tie into a bunch of different things, religion and origins and all this other stuff. The next segment is going to be my theory about where we originated from. Since forever, we have been trying to figure out where we came from, our origins. How did mankind come to be? And for years, we have been told several different reasons. Depending on what religion you are, there are several different reasons why man is here. Some of them are fucking absurd. I won't get into what ones are fucking absurd. You can decipher which ones you feel are fucking absurd. But anyway, nonetheless, some of them are fucking absurd. Ridiculous. Like, are you fucking... What the fuck were you smoking when you thought this up? What in the fuck? Anyway, so after several weeks of watching different documentaries and different history shows and learning more about the world, I have a theory of where we came from and why we are trying to so desperately to colonize either the moon, Mars, or just find another habitable planet that we can colonize. And that theory is that the original people that were here on this planet were planted here from either one different planet or several different planets. Now, the several different planets makes a lot more sense. You get your different ethnicities and different races, and you get different animals and different species and all that stuff. So a bunch of different planets would make absolute sense. Now, here's one of the theories, is that all these different planets had test subjects put here to see how things would go. Now, that is coming closer to us completely fucking destroying everybody, because let's face it, the last couple years have been just a bunch of shit going on. All right, so that's one reason why we're trying so desperately right now to colonize Mars, is because we are trying to find another planet to habitate, to move to, for when this planet dies. Because every planet, every star, eventually dies. Everything eventually dies. All right, so this Earth is going to die. There is no, we can save it. No, we cannot save it. We can preserve the destruction of it and prevent the destruction of it from happening sooner, but we cannot prevent the destruction of this planet. That is a fact. This planet will at some point be no more. That's it's scary to think about, but that's a reality. This planet is going to die. So all these planets put some test subjects here. Or another theory, one planet, much similar to our own, got fucked. You know, like we're fucking ourselves. They all got fucked. And that what we are now trying to do with colonizing Mars is what they did do. They did set up some sort of research team to go out and survey these different planets before they decided to colonize here. And then when they decided to colonize here, they decided, you know what, we need to keep our interplanetary movements a secret. We're not going to tell everybody about it. So now we need to make up these religions. We need to make up these falsities for people to believe in. Like Christianity and Judaism and Hinduism and all these other religions. They did this as a smokescreen to keep everybody else in the dark. Now, with all the stuff that I've learned myself over the last couple of weeks, there's several different documentaries on several different channels. Netflix has a lot of collections of history documentaries that you can watch about a lot of stuff. So I implore you to educate yourself a little bit further and then send us a message to @HijinxTVPodcast_podcast and let us know about your ideas and your theories. Plot holes galore. Spoiler alert. We're going to be giving away a couple more spoilers of the Goldbergs and breaking down some of their plot holes. This for somebody who pays attention, this show doesn't make any fucking sense. But do not forget, this is one of my favorite fucking shows. I love this show. I love the Goldbergs. It is amazing. It's wonderfully written. I know I've said this before. It's wonderfully written. It's well acted. It's well produced. Everything. Just everything. You can tell that the cast genuinely gets along because of the acting in it. It's just fantastic. I love the show. All right. But there are huge fucking plot holes because they keep saying, I'm in season 5 now. It keeps saying it was such and such date, 1980 something. And they keep doing year specific things. All right. You can't. Some of the stuff you just cannot do. All right. You can't do it. You have to stick to some sort of factual basis when you're doing something like this, all right? Because this is supposed to be this kid's life while he was growing up. What happened to him when he was growing up in the 80s, okay? But here's a big fucking problem, all right? When the show starts, the kid is already Adam. Adam Goldberg is the main character. He is already 11 or 13. They never specify. But the description does specify at some point 11-year-old. All right. So, oh God, there's so many plot holes. This one, I'm going to cover two of them. One of them is, and I'm going to jump around here. So don't, if you're expecting me to stay in line with how these plot holes line up, don't expect it. I'm just going to be rambling off some of them that I've noticed. All right. Now, couple of the big ones that I've noticed throughout season 4, they get into high school. Adam is a freshman in high school. All right. Adam has a rival in high school who he says is a senior. There's another Adam Goldberg. He's a senior. He doesn't like that we have the same names. All right. He mentions this a couple of times. But then, a couple episodes later, about 4 or 5 episodes after they've already established that he's a senior, then he's in the 11th grade. And then, the episode directly after that one, they stop mentioning what grade he's in, just that he's an older student. And that he doesn't like having the same name. Alright, there's a small plot hole. That one's easily, you know. But here's a bigger one, alright? Now, they are in the 80s, okay? I just recently watched a documentary, and I know for a fact that, yes, there were robots in the 80s. People were working on robotics in the 80s. There's a robot called Shaky back in the 80s, okay? You should look it up. I'm not going to go into detail about what Shaky was about, but you can look it up and then see that I'm not just pulling shit out of my ass. All right, so in the 80s, okay? So during one episode in season 4, Adam is telling his brother, oh, I am sorry, this wasn't season 4. This was episode 1 of season 5 called Weird Science, all right? So in the episode, Adam is telling his older brother Barry that he is going to use a computer to make him a girlfriend. Barry does not believe him. Adam retorts with, computers can do anything. One just beat a guy at chess. How? Hold up here, okay? Because the first computer to beat a human being did not happen until February of 1997. How in the fuck did he know that a computer would end up beating somebody at chess? How did he know that somebody, a computer did? How did it already had happened? Because he said a computer just beat a man in chess. That didn't happen until 1997. February. Look it up. What year did a computer first beat a man? February 1997. Can't remember the exact date, but that is the exact year. 1997. So how in the 80s, 1980 something, did Adam Goldberg know about this computer that beat a man at chess in 1997? But wait, there's more. Not in this episode though, because this has taken a little bit long. So throughout the rest of this season, we will be discussing more plot holes that I've been finding in the Goldbergs. Alright, well, that is going to wrap up the 7th episode in the 3rd season from the Hijinks TV podcast. It has been a lot of fun recording this episode. I'm sorry that it's taken me so long to do so, but my normal life has gotten a little bit busy. I don't have as much time to do my podcasts anymore, but I will try to keep up because I see that there are so few people listening. If you guys would not mind hitting that share button, you can share to your Instagram stories, you can share to your Facebook stories, you can share to your Facebook news feeds, you can share to your tweets, you can share to your tweet fleets, you can share to your sheet sheets, wherever the fuck you want to share. You can copy and paste wherever you want, into an email, into a text message, wherever you want to send it. Just spread the word. Get the word out there that Hijinks TV is going to keep podcasting. Get the word out there to your friends, to your families, to your loved ones before the pandemic takes over and everything gets shut the fuck down. Everything shut down. All of it. I'm just joking. Anyway, you guys have been so fantastic sticking out. This has almost been a year, and we are almost coming up on 1 year. One whole year. Goodness. I don't know what I'm going to do for that year long, but I think I might take a couple of my favorite segments throughout the last year. Maybe do a couple new segments. I don't know. We'll see. COVID is making things a little difficult to do stuff. But, whatever. Thank you guys for tuning in. We will see you guys next time, and remember to invite all your friends.